readings today, as they have been earlier also in this week, sort of identify what it means for us to be a Christian. One of the great characteristics of what a Christian is, or who a Christian is when someone who has lives by the primacy of love. St. Paul, in that first reading from his first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, says, knowledge inflates with pride, but love builds up. Remember, Father Raniero Cantalamessa, who's the papal preacher, once observed in a book when he's writing about the Holy Spirit, that he says, knowledge, often we focus a lot on knowledge. So we, for kids, we'll play Mozart music so that they become smarter and everything like that. But you don't hear too many ways where we try to teach children or we want them to love more. He says, because knowledge translates usually into power. Whereas love translates into, when he muses, perhaps its service of giving. It reminds us that love is, of course, much more than a feeling, but it is really willing the good of the other person. Or our founder used to say, he said, love was esteeming the good of the beloved. And I think this is what St. Paul is trying to get at as the reading continues, where he's recognizing that there are those who believe that if they eat meat that is sacrificed to idols, like somehow that would, infect them, or they would be, in a sense, worshiping that idol. He says, but he knew, being a Christian, God being the only God that there is, there are no other gods. So to eat meat sacrificed to idols is absolutely nothing. But he was willing to say he'd become vegan, in our terms, he'd become vegan for the sake of those who thought that if they ate this meat sacrificed to idols, then they would somehow be defiled. I remember it sort of reminds me of our founder, Father James Flanagan. One of the things that, at least I had never observed him ever take a drink of alcohol. And I think the reason why he gave up alcohol, or he didn't drink alcohol, was not because he didn't have any right to drink it. I mean, to take a drink every once in a while is not a big deal. He certainly would be one who would use it temperately. But rather, he gave it up for the sake of his brothers, and perhaps more pointedly to for the sake of his brother priests, whom he often encountered in various ways, had difficulty with alcohol. And so he gave that up. He gave that up as a kind of sacrifice out of love for his brothers, and so that they could perhaps experience the love of and healing power of God in their own life. So it wasn't something that was demanded of him. But he gave that up, or he sacrificed that for the good and for love of his brothers. Consequently, at least in Our Lady Society, one of the consequences of that is when we have functions together, gatherings of all the different members, we basically never have alcohol. And it's not because all of us are drunks, but because there are people in the world and there are people around who struggle with that, who struggle with alcohol. And so it's not to lead them, in a sense, into temptation. But of course, that love leads to what Jesus tells us in the gospel, to a whole different level, that is loving our enemies, those who hate us, those who oppress us. That, of course, is a much, much higher form of love. But we see this, of course, in Jesus Christ himself. He is good to those who hate him. He is good to those who love him. And in the same way, that love, that charity is to transform our hearts to do the same. So while we may not like certain people, or we may not like the fact that they don't like us, the key of that is to love them nonetheless, to really will the good for them. Perhaps in a very basic level, that means that we'd never curse somebody. We can never pray to God that God would destroy them, you know. But rather that we really will the good, which is for them to come. Conversion to come, for them to come to know Jesus Christ. And if they did, well, then they would love us too. And that's the greatest secret weapon is for them to pray that they would come to know the Lord, to be converted in their hearts. So we're good to those who are good to us, but even more so what marks us out as Christians is we are good to those who are not good to us. And that really shows that we love and esteem the good of the other person. So in this Mass, we offer it in a special way for those who oppress us, for those who we would consider perhaps our enemies, but we offer it for their good, that this Mass would pour forth.